I'm riding along, singing the same old cowboy song.
Good morning, y'all.
That's been sung 100 times before.
You're tuned in to Rosie on the House.
Ain't got nothing but my name.
And how could we not
and
talk about football today, huh? Some would say it's the biggest game of the year. Viewing audiences of well over 100 million people.
115 million last year.
The big game. The Super Bowl. But before we do that, because we're a home improvement show, we have to talk about the other bowl.
The hardest working bowl on the Super Bowl.
Are you talking about what I think you're talking about?
The guacamole bowl.
The toilet bowl. It is true that the toilet gets used more on the Super Bowl than any other day of the year, according to whatever poor soul had to do the research on that.
This is your job of the week.
Yeah. Well, that's the big event for the weekend for sure. You know, if you're looking for things to do in, about, and around the great state of Arizona, get to rosieonthehouse.com, and our event calendar will give you a few tips. This weekend, we've actually got Savor Southern Arizona down in Southern Arizona. Next weekend, you've got Gold Rush Days up in Wickenburg. That's always a fun weekend.
A full week long. I mean, they even closed down school for a few days. Big deal.
Yeah, baby. And then the 25th, you've got the annual Tree Festival and Climbing Championship. That'll
yes,
be
sir.
Fun.
Esteban Park in Phoenix. It's first time they've ever included the Tree Festival in with it, so I'm looking forward to see what that is and all about.
And on that same weekend, the 25th, they're going to have the annual Bald Eagle event and project up in Flagstaff that's open to families to spend a day out in the field learning and observing bald eagles. That is a great family event, February 25th. The Arizona Game and Fish puts that on.
Are you guaranteed to see eagles that day?
There's a very regular several pair of nesting eagles that come back to the same spot every year. So you're all but guaranteed. But March or February 17th to 20th, you've got the great backyard bird count that's going on globally.
Oh, look out.
Globally.
Sit down.
They have over 160,000 worldwide participants identifying over 5,700 species and over 18 million different birds. You can go to gbbc.birdcount.org. GBBC, that's the Great Backyard Bird Count. Check it out.
All right.
A great activity.
That is a great kids' activity. Get them engaged outside. Teach them the identification of the different feathered friends.
Awesome. I have one more kind of obscure one. Do you remember our friend John Slattery that we interviewed a couple months ago? He's herbalist from Tucson area, has really interesting background. We had him on and just talked through the things that he does. He's a naturalist, teaches you to eat off the land and stuff. But he's having a February 18th, a workshop at the McClinley Club in downtown Phoenix, learning how to harvest acorns.
Do we have a lot of acorns in Phoenix?
Well, apparently so.
Up on the rim.
Acorns for food. Processing acorns for food with herbalist and forager John Slattery.
Very good.
Are you allowed to harvest them?
Unlike Sora rib cats.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Throw me
in
the bus,
won't you?
Hey, the Super Bowl. Mike, you're a big football fan. You watch, you religiously plant your behind right in front of the TV and watch every minute of those games?
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, you can't miss the big ones. You got to hit those. So, yeah, I watched. You know, I'm a Vikings fan, so I'm never usually that engaged.
Not
but
that
I still got to watch.
You know, I watch, but it's a very passive watch, not like when I'm engaged in, like, my favorite collegiate game. You
that's
know?
Exactly how I am. It's completely different. Yeah, yeah. That's how I'd put it for me, too.
I do remember the Cardinals' loss to the Steelers.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
That I was pretty engaged in that game. Thought we had the game won. We were right there, just seconds away, a half an inch away from bringing it home. And we were robbed. I think that game was played in Miami, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure. Ooh. I had friends that went to the Miami. And that was rated as the 10th best Super Bowl game of all time.
Wow. Now came down to the wire, and it only came in as 10th?
10th, yes. Hmm. Yeah. The best game, the best Super Bowl game ever, of course, was when the Saints beat the Colts.
And whose estimation is that?
Mine. And that was the very next year after the Cardinals lost to the Steelers. So that was in 2010.
Oh,
so there were two back-to-back good Super Bowl games to watch. I'll never forget, we were at Mom and Dad's house watching the Saints Super Bowl game. And I don't know why we were there, because they have the smallest TV of everyone in the entire family.
Oh, probably in the entire city, actually.
Baby Kay's cooking.
Yes.
Yeah,
we were there for Baby Kay's cooking. And when the Saint intercepted Peyton Manning as they were driving into the end zone, he intercepted it deep. It was like in the maybe right off the goal line and returned.
It was within the 20. I don't think it was quite on the goal line.
Okay.
Kind of like a fishing story kind of.
Baby Kay came off that couch and almost got stuck in the ceiling fan. it was unbelievable. Golly. So I definitely remember that game. The worst Super Bowl game ever, according to ESPN, the 49ers beatdown of the Chargers 49-26 in 1995.
That's the thing about the Super Bowl. There's no guarantee it's going to be a great game.
No.
And the expectations are so high, and the money spent is so phenomenal.
I thought Denver got beat worse than that recently.
Well, this was the worst ranked.
It was like the Seahawks and Broncos. Like 2 or 3 years ago, it was embarrassing. I don't think it was nearly as close as that game.
You know what the best of all the games you've seen? What was the best Super Bowl you ever saw? Of course, mine was the Saints win. The Cardinals loss was also a close second for me because I thought we had that one. But the Giants beat the Bills in 1991, a score of 20-19. ESPN ranks that as the number one best Super Bowl game ever.
What year again?
That was 1991.
91, and it was a two-point game?
Yep. 1 point, 20-19.
20-19, and that was who and who?
Giants beat the Bills.
Do you remember which one of the Bills' losses this was? Because they went 4 years in a row
No, I don't. I remember the commercials better than I remember the games, right? Huh? How many of the great commercials are? I don't remember any of the halftimes. The only halftime I think I've ever watched is Paul McCartney.
That's because I never let the kids watch the halftime. Because really, the halftime show is adult entertainment. And when you've got your little kids around, there's a lot of them that just aren't
NFL
appropriate.
NFL should wake up to that. It should be family entertainment.
It really should.
Yeah. So I'm not a big fan of halftime. Yeah, I don't watch the marching bands and the college games. I don't, you know, at halftime, I'm not engaged. But I did watch Paul McCartney. But anyway, the commercials. Can you remember some of the great Super Bowl commercials?
Well, Betty White is one of my favorite ones. Just a couple years ago, when she's 95 this year. She's such a trooper.
She goes in the huddle, and she tells the rest of the players, "You're being a little rough on me." And the guy says, "Well, you're playing like Betty White." She goes to the sideline, has a Snickers bar, and instantly turns into some football player.
I had forgotten about that one. That one is great.
She's all muddy, poor little thing.
I mean, you can't help but hurt for her when that guy just takes her down into the mud, boom, full speed, like a linebacker. Man, oh, Betty. But you won't remember, Romy, and Mike, you won't remember. One commercial I remember, and I don't know why I remember it, but it was in 1984. Apple took the Super Bowl to introduce Macintosh computers. And the commercial said, "We will change the world."
Wow. I'm sitting here typing on a Mac laptop as you speak.
Not lying.
It was a kind of a science fiction themed commercial. I didn't even know what computers were in 1984.
My favorite one, and I don't remember the company name, so it couldn't have been that great in the overall scheme of things. But it was a very typical home with a garage facing the street, probably Midwestern, you know, just some based by the on the trees and the lawn, and the garage goes up, and there's all these monkeys banging on drums and playing guitars and rocking out. And it goes on for like 26 or 27 seconds, and it goes black, and this white lettering comes up. We just blew X million dollars in 30 seconds. How are your investments doing? And then it had the name of the investment company, but I don't remember who that investment company was, but I thought that one made a point.
I like the one with Michael Jordan and Larry Bird where they have the Big Mac challenge, and first one to miss gets to eat the sandwich. The first one to miss gets to watch the other one eat the Big Mac sandwich.
That was like mid-90s Dream Team era.
It was. That was a pretty good one. Mean Joe Green giving his jersey to the kid that offers him a Coke. You can't go wrong with that one. And then the Pepsi guy that's stealing. He's actually a Coke delivery man, and he's unloading these Coca-Cola bottles, cans, into a Coca-Cola dispenser. And right next to the Coca-Cola dispenser is a Pepsi. And so he finishes loading all his Cokes, and he opens the Pepsi door, and he looks down the aisle, and he looks over the top of the aisle dividers, and he looks around the corner, make sure nobody's looking. And he grabs one Pepsi out, and it causes an avalanche of about 10,000 Pepsi cans to fall in all over.
Busted.
Caught.
That was a pretty good one. So the commercials. Let's hope we have a good game. Kurt Warner, eligible for the Hall of Fame. We'll find out this weekend.